The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 29th of May, 2018. All the best technology news we'll be getting you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it was bound to happen, and it pretty much needed to if Pandora wants to stay in business. They have now got a family plan, at least up to 6 members, for $15 a month. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, just like Spotify and just like Apple Music. Of course, the new family plan will have unlimited streaming, not going to be any ads, and you're going to get higher quality audio, too. No, you're not going to get lossless, but it's going to be higher quality. Now, if you're already in that $10 premium plan, all you got to do is go into your settings, hit switch plans to upgrade, and you're good to go. However, though, if you did subscribe to Pandora through iTunes, Amazon, Roku, Google Play, yeah, you'll have to cancel your subscription first and start the process all over again. To-do list. We love to ignore them, but at the same time, they're kind of important. Well, I guess Microsoft finally said, oh yeah, those are kind of important. We need to play catch up. So get ready for Microsoft to-do list sharing coming soon to Windows 10. That's an app on there. And also will be available on iOS and Android too. The new version of 1.32 of the app will let you create, share links, and that could be among your team, your family, or friends via email, SMS, or of course the app of your choice. In fact, once you've shared those links, they also can be controlled after they've been shared. Meaning if you don't want Uncle Buck seeing that link anymore, well, then you can shut it off. Now, you heard me say before, yeah, coming, and it's coming soon. No, it's not available today. Apparently, it will be available by early June, though no date was given. High physical currency. It's kind of dying, isn't it? Kind of a sad thing, too, especially if you're a street musician. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to go along and say, you know what, you're great, here's my cell phone. Well, that's about to change, though, at least if you're living in London. That's right, London has launched the world's first contactless payment scheme for street performers. How cool is this? It's actually called iZettle, as in I-Z-E-T-T-L-E. And you're thinking, well, I've heard that name in the news. Yeah, you have, because PayPal recently bought them for $2.2 billion. So being it owned by PayPal, I don't know how that makes you feel, but let's read on. Now, apparently this is in testing phase right now, so performers are already starting to use contactless payments for about the past few weeks. And in fact, ever since the testing has rolled out, more street performers have said, yeah, my revenue's actually increased quite a bit, meaning more and more people that are entertained are just happy to tap to donate. Now, of course, these things are actually little readers, as you probably have guessed, and of course, they're going to need to be connected to a smartphone or a tablet. Then they can accept the fixed amount payments by the performer. And supposedly, they work with contactless cards, phones, and even smartwatches. Yeah, I'm thinking Apple Watch. Ah, don't you just love it when tradition and technology comes together? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that is our website. Our blog is over there, our review section's over there, and of course, all of our podcasts are over there for you to subscribe to. And also over there is our bash tickets. If you haven't purchased one or 10 yet, you best be doing it right now. britishtechnetwork.com/bash, that's the easy link to go to. Get your bash tickets right now. The bash is coming up pretty soon, July 7th, ain't that far away. Also, find us on Twitter at britishtech, find me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and of course you can find us on our Facebook and Instagram pages at British Tech Network. But the place you really got to be headed to is our community. Yes, it's over at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. We'd love for you to be a part of it because that is where all the fun is. The News Show will be back at you on Thursday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your Tuesday is going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.